Let's begin with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Y'all have a seat. Moving on to the regular agenda, as I recall, we left off where we had heard complainant, and board members had requested more time to review the written materials. So 3.1, discussion and possible action to issue a decision pursuant to Section 6 of the Board of Ethics Rules and Procedures on the complaint filed by Stephen McCauley against Mayor Patrick McNulty. I make a motion that we go into executive session in order to consult.
We haven't started with public comments yet.
With counsel.
Are y'all going straight to the agenda, or?
Yeah, there are no public comments on the agenda.
So why is that? That's not a part of the Texas Open Meetings Act.
No.
And what's the reason for that? Because according to 1994 opinion by the State of Bar, a city attorney cannot serve as a municipal judge in the same city.
That's not the issue here.
But the issue is there's a conflict, and we don't have public comments so the public can know what's being at issue. That's another issue. This is the same conflict under the Texas Open Meeting Act, dual office holding. So did the attorney set this up without public comment, or who set this up?
Mr. Chairman, I have to advise you that for some reason the executive session language wasn't included in the agenda, so I don't feel comfortable.
Right. This
going
is
going to exec. No. Can you just ask for have a point of order?
Just ask for a vote on it.
Somebody has any? As we hear the agenda items, if they have, you have all have questions of me, I'll be happy to answer them.
It was supposed to be posted as an executive, if this is a closed session or as an open, and it wasn't posted, so this is already done illegally.
Okay.
Just for the public record, I also want to state that Ed Sijinowicz has been approving a lot of these. This is the third ethic complaint, and y'all didn't state that the last meeting. Y'all stated that you only got 3 minutes to hear this. So how many times are we going to keep pushing this off? Are y'all going to do it legally, or are we going to get perjury charges for y'all because this is illegal? Y'all, it's funny,
Chairman,
right? But y'all falsified evidence.
Should be a point of order that.
You're making legal conclusions without evidence, and we're here basically.
The evidence was shown in the last complaint, and it's the last three pages of this complaint that the evidence is there. Y'all aren't.
Please, sir. I haven't finished.
Been presented, they're about
public
to vote on it.
Comment first. We need to have public comment.
We've
5 minutes
your
each. This is an open
tons
meeting.
Of time to speak on your behalf, and we've heard her out.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry, but it's just I find it kind of strange that y'all didn't include a public comment. Like, I don't know if that's in retaliation or if it's just, you know, like y'all being mean or like not wanting to hear the public.
I think the real issue here is this is a continuation of the previous meeting that we had, that we went into an executive session and then adjourned so that we could review. So, you know, there was a public comment in front of the last session that we had. This is a continuation of that last session in my mind.
Right. And
so
I don't
understand that as being a problem.
People here today that might not have known what's going on, and maybe they got word of it, and maybe they want to comment too. Maybe it's not
and
just me that wants to comment.
Until yesterday.
In addition, the motion was that all the evidence had been heard, all the statements had been received.
No, it wasn't, because what was presented now are new complaints that have been added because y'all falsified PIR requests. You yourself cannot be the attorney and the city judge. You're getting two offices. That's
not even an issue at this
point. It is an issue because it needs to go to Attorney General, which already he brought up Attorney General opinions.
Bring it to the Attorney General.
Okay, but I want to know, is Human Resources going to seek this out and y'all going to do your job by investigating? Now, there's a lot of other evidence that needs to be prescribed. Carrie Schwartz prescribed evidence that wasn't sworn in. So yes, this is relevant. That is a city official using.
Here at the last.
I'm talking about 2023. So this is relevant. Y'all have already sworn in perjury. He claimed that he didn't appoint his wife when the last three pages of this complaint is his wife getting appointed by him.
That has nothing to do with
it. Does because y'all have attached it as evidence and y'all are going against it because Carrie wasn't sworn in. Was I sworn in?
We're here.
So was I sworn in the last meeting?
We were here to hear the ethical.
Was Carrie sworn into the his meeting?
Oh, come on, man. We were here.
Come on, man, because we have evidence of you and Carrie working together, partnership. I also have evidence of William George working with Patrick McNutty and Joe Rico. I have evidence of Jaron Berman that's in this working with Joe Rico and Patrick McNutty. So I don't understand what y'all try to do today. Can y'all explain that without public comments?
We wanted time to review the written materials y'all provided.
Right. 3 minutes isn't time.
I ask that we go into executive session so we can ask questions of the lawyer and then come out and make our ruling regarding the issue that we continued after your wife so, you know, aptly presented your case.
Right, but if I was a city official and I appointed my wife as the Board of Ethics chairwoman, isn't that a conflict of interest? There's
what's
a lot of conflict
history?
Of interest.
That is not relevant to what we're talking about today.
It is attached to this meeting, so it is relevant.
It is not.
And it's retaliation because that's why y'all didn't include open public comment. Now, just like the attorney stated, y'all didn't do this legally because you were supposed to disclose that before the meeting.
Can we shut this down?
Yeah, I was going to say, come on. Look,
let's take up the agenda item.
An hour to hear your case last time.
Honestly, I think it's really...
We made a motion and agreed to that would be everything, no more to hear. And one of the members wanted to read the voluminous material provided to us, and I wanted to read it again.
The question is, did y'all read it?
Because yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It is relevant. It was included.
Okay, my question is William George going to vote on this? Because in the last meeting, he said he wasn't going to vote. And if he's not going to vote, then we don't have four people to vote.
I wouldn't answer any
questions. I guess you'll know if he votes when the vote comes up. I don't know what he's going to do or not do.
Because in the last meeting, he said he was going to recuse himself.
Well, then let's take
the vote.
Because
his wife works for Patrick McKnight.
Okay. And that's another open meeting ruling that y'all did not understand. Well, last time he could not hear me. Mr. Bill Best could not hear us, just for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes,
so,
sir.
So that's also failing the Texas Open Meetings Act. And why is that? Can you understand why?
Well, I could. After enough times, I heard
closed information before the meeting.
Interrupting me before I can finish a phrase.
Explain. Y'all have disclosed information. Mr. Bill George already knew what his answer was. So, like my attorney stated, this is done illegally.
Is the city secretary allowed to direct
look,
the council?
You guys can always appeal
I
this
to
district
guidance.
Court. You said
yes.
You would. So, you know, you can do that. That's fine.
And there will be depositions for each one of y'all. Y'all will all be included in this. So I would be very wise on what y'all
okay.
are prescribing today.
It wouldn't be the first deposition I attended, I promise. So anyway, I'm back to making a motion that we go into executive session.
We're not going to be able to go into executive session because it's not on the agenda. That was somehow misplaced.
Okay.
So 3.1 is the next agenda item.
Session. It did go through legal already. So, if the same attorney is saying it's misplaced, it went through the same attorney, Mr. Ed Sajinowicz. And I know it's sour and bitter for you, but that's the truth. The truth is you're holding dual office positions. You will be... not even just recuse, you have to resign one position as Texas Constitution.
You know, I shouldn't have to even say this, but the only cases I hear as judge are criminal cases and traffic cases. There's three other judges that hear city ordinance cases.
Well, ironically, I have evidence that you heard my grandfather Narciso Cortez case in a capital murder, and you decided it wasn't a capital murder. So Narciso Cortez was my...
Oh, that case from 4 years ago.
Right, but you're still a city attorney, been a former mayor. So how are we still holding dual office positions since then when he had real estate here?
Come on, man.
I believe you're out of
order. About murder cases. This is an ethics complaint.
I tried capital murder case 40 years ago.
Sit down.
I vaguely remember something about that. Okay.
Vote on 3.1.
Let's vote on 3.1. Do I hear a motion?
So am I going to get murdered after this? Because the consequences last time were my truck in the bay.
What? I hope you're not going to get murdered after this.
I vote not guilty. Well,
I don't feel like I have confidence in this body. I don't have confidence in this body. This was done illegally.
You know what?
I've already been intimidated since the last meeting you prescribed. There will be consequences. And ironically, my truck did go into the bay after that by Rancho Towing that Joe Rico contracted the first time. The evidence is there, guys. Y'all didn't want to read the 500 pages because your city attorney attached 400 pages of a code of ethics. There is no conspiracy.
Wake up in the morning looking for conspiracy.
It is essential in a democratic system that the public have confidence in the integrity, independence, and impartiality.
We have a motion on the floor. It's time for us to address the motion. You're out of order, brother. Sit down, please.
Instead of not guilty, if you're pretending not to find a violation, would be the motion to dismiss the complaint under the rules.
I make a motion.
I'm sorry, who's the second?
I'm second.
Who made the motion?
Yeah. Bill.
Bill made the motion.
I second it.
No, you made the motion.
I made the motion, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, then.
Motion to dismiss. Motion made by Bill, seconded by Jim.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Take a vote.
I have to abstain.
Or if the board wants to discuss it, you have the right to do that and then vote. No further discussion, you take a vote.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with taking a vote at this point.
Let's do it.
Council.
All in favor?
All in favor.
All in favor.
Raise your hand.
Aye.
One abstain?
Yeah.
You raise your hand. You said it.
3-0, one abstention, dismissed. Then you move on to 3.2.
Okay, now. Next agenda item 3.2, discussion and possible action of issue. A discussion pursuant to section 6 of the Board of Ethics Rules and Procedures for on the complaint filed by Stephen McCauley against council member Joe Rico.
I move to dismiss.
I second.
I vote as well. To dismiss.
I'm a nine also.
So all in favor, please. This on the motion, raise your hand for the city secretary. Or okay, it's 4-0.
And item. So it's denied. Moving on to agenda item 3.3, discussion and possible action to decide whether to show cause hearing should be scheduled, ordering the complainant, Stephen McCauley, to show cause why the Board of Ethics should not determine that the complainant or complaints filed against Patrick McNulty and council member Joe Rico were frivolous in accordance to section 4E of the Board of Ethics Rules and Procedures. Do I hear a motion on that?
Let me, I obviously don't vote, but let me recommend that if you order a show cause hearing, there'll have to be another hearing. This matter will continue. I would just recommend that you not order a show cause hearing.
No, I wasn't going to. Okay. I just wanted to hear from the other board members.
Well, that's just, they could, of course, vote however they wish.
Okay, so.
All right, I move to dismiss.
Not to order a show cause hearing. The motion would be. A motion not to order a show cause hearing.
Correct.
I second that motion. All in favor? Aye. Okay, this meeting's adjourned.